Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Suid-Afrika se vervaardigers van motoronderdele is onder toenemende druk na mate plaaslike motorvervaardigers hulle produksie afskaal. Die sektor het die afgelope 3 jaar sowat 7500 werksgeleenthede verloor en ongeveer 15 ondernemings het hulle deure gesluit. Nou daar werk tans sowat 115.000 mense in die primêre motorvervaardigingsbedryf waarvan sowat 80.000 onderdele vervaardig. So afname van 7500 is net minder as 10% van daardie totale aantal werksgeleenthede. En dit spruit grootliks uit die plaaslike motorvervaardigers wat minder voertuie vervaardig. Nou NAKAM is die motoronderdeelvervaardigers organisasie waarskei dat verdere werksverliese kan volg. Hulle het 'n peiling onder hulle lede gedoen en meer as 60% het aangedui dat hulle reeds poste gesny het of dit oorweeg. Nou die motorvervaardigingsbedryf is verreweg die grootste vervaardigingssegment in ons vervaardigingsbedryf in Suid-Afrika. Bev Deeltree is op die lyn, is hoof van beleid en reguleringssake by die Vereniging van Komponentvervaardigers of NICOM. Bev, thank you so much for your time tonight. One of the main reasons for these job losses and the company closures is the local vehicle manufacturing industry reducing the number of vehicles they manufacture. So how significant has this decline in production been?
Absolutely. Evening, Rick, and evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me. You're absolutely spot on. I think what we've seen over the past few years is effectively a stagnation in production. And that has a serious implication because when component manufacturers have entered into the value chain and been awarded businesses or business, it's been on the basis of growth in the vehicle production landscape. And instead, what we saw is that if I give you some numbers to put to it, at the start of 2024, we were predicting within 2025 about 700,000 units being produced. We haven't come anywhere near to that in 2025. Instead, we produced about 600,000 units. And we see this trend continuing. I think the NAKAM forecast for the next 2 years is about a 570,000 or thereabout production outlook. So certainly slight decline and at the very best case stagnation, impacting return on investment for component manufacturers and the viability of their operations. And ultimately that's what's rendering or part of the cause behind the 7,500 job losses you reported on and equally the 15 business closures.
Is this the reason for this? Is it South African specific reasons? Is it did we shoot ourselves in the foot by managing the local vehicle manufacturing industry, or is it part of an international trend?
I think it's a combination of the both. We can't look at one and not the other. On the global side, absolutely. I think if you look around the world, there's currently a fairly fundamental restructuring happening in the automotive industry. We've seen a rapid rise in the East from a production capability and capacity perspective. And that's resulted in a level of overcapacity globally. And so what we're seeing is particularly within the multinational segment, a level of consolidation where multinationals are choosing where to place their production. And typically that goes to your most competitive destinations or destinations that have a political, interest or where the headquarters are typically based. So absolutely, at a global level, we're seeing dynamics that are impacting the production outlook and impacting South Africa. But equally at a South African level, I certainly believe that there's a level of policy shortcoming. I think the intents of the policy were absolutely right, but we haven't necessarily kept up with the times. And we now sit with a policy environment that is undermining the competitiveness of our own industry. And equally, there's also individual business challenges. For example, within some of the OEMs, was it the right vehicle? Have they been heavily impacted by own internal strategy is coming into play here too. So it's a combination of factors. One can't be isolated without the other, but certainly there is still stuff domestically within South Africa that we should be looking at changing to prevent further job losses.
I've did some research today and I see in 2003, more than 300,000 people were employed in the primary automotive manufacturing sector. And I think that number is comparable to the 115,000 I mentioned earlier. So it has actually shrunk by, close to 2/3, which is significant, looking at historic trends.
Absolutely. And then it's one of those things where I think the auto sector has always been at the forefront of technology adoption and digitization, automation. And so in some parts, that is part of the explanation behind the longer term employment downward trajectory. I think the part that we see as concerning is what we're looking at over the last 10 years is even more decline based on where we were at the start of the master plan modeling phase, which is around 115,000. We're now actually below that number, and it's not necessarily linked purely to automation at this point in time. It is a much more structural decline beyond just that automation topic that I think is in part the explanation from the 2003 through to now.
Is there a solution?
There's no silver bullet, but there is absolutely, I think, a toolkit of policy options that can certainly help alleviate the existing challenges and hopefully put us back on a trajectory that looks for growth and looks for employment creation. I think at present we're in the throes of a policy review period, and as stakeholders, we're all wrapping our heads around what is the right policy intervention. I think certainly from a NARCAN perspective, we can't shy away from the fact that ultimately employment and employment opportunities sits within the component sector. Of the 110,000 or so jobs in direct manufacturing, 80,000 are sitting within components versus about 30,000 in OEMs. And so we are wholeheartedly of the belief that localization and deepening that supply chain, bringing in more component manufacturers and expanding existing operations is where the opportunity sits. And so what we're pushing for is to say, absolutely, there needs to be policies put in place that make South African production more competitive, particularly when we're selling into our own local market. I think there's a whole other conversation on the competitiveness of our locally produced cars sold to local consumers. But there needs to be a level of conditionality or responsibility that comes with that. And from a NARCAN perspective, that would take the form of effectively a defined local content requirement. So for OEMs, if you want to get these incentives, if you want access to the South African market, you most certainly can have that. But there's a stick, and the stick is you must localize and create jobs.
But it seems as if the government has been busy with this policy review forever. Is there any timelines attached to it? Because I know other industries like the manufacturing of electric cars, those players are also very anxious to get some decisions from government. Is there a resolution on the horizon, especially related to maybe a policy change?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we are much more in the near term at this point in time. I think there was certainly last year was expected to be a review, and there was some level of delay there. However, right now, I can confirm there are independent reviewers working on the policy program and under quite a strict timeline and shortened timeline. At the same time, individual stakeholders, so the likes of NARCAN representing components, labor and OEMs, are also working on the back end, looking at other policy interventions. And I think at this point in time, the expectation is certainly by the end of the year, there should be some kind of outcome and statement around what the policy reform will look like.
Beth Bayer, dankie. Dit was Beth Deeltry, sy is hoof van beleid en reguleringssake by die Vereniging van Komponentvervaardigers of NARCAN. Johan, ek dink sy het dit baie baie goed verduidelik. Weet, ons plaaslike bedryf vervaardig nie genoeg motors nie. Dit beteken hulle koop nie genoeg onderdele nie, en die rede daarvoor is deeltelik ons eie skuld en gedeeltelik internasionale tendense. So dis nie, soos hy sê, daar is nie eintlik 'n enkele oplossing nie.
Dit is 'n baie komplekse probleem met die ryk, en dit is weer eens nog 'n sektor en nog 'n sektor wat sukkel met werkloosheid, en daar's regulasies, produktiwiteit, tariewe, kwessies, en ja, die komponent deel van die waardeketting is 'n baie belangrike deel, maar dit is maar nog steeds net een deel. Jy weet, daar's nog soveel ander areas wat 'n mens na gaan kyk om werkskeping hier te kan doen.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.